listener production.
Our market ran out of steam this afternoon. Find out why.
And when could we get the first interest rate cut here in Australia?
Good afternoon. I'm Steve.
I'm Laura.
It's Wednesday, the 24th of April. Welcome to the CommSec Market Update. Well, Laura, it was a very messy performance from the Aussie market. We started off okay, but markets were pretty nervous ahead of an important update on inflation. The US market had another solid session, which perhaps helped us early in the day. And our share market is managing, at least for the time being, to improve for a third straight day, but only just.
This was the highlight event of the week, Stevie, and our listeners, because this was quarterly inflation. This can have big ramifications on what happens with interest rates coming up and the expectations that market have for interest rates as well. So as you point out, we were doing well at the start of the session. We were up 0.44%, so almost 0.5% in the lead up to those inflation numbers, which were released at 11:30 a.m. I watched the market as those inflation numbers came out, and we saw quite a big skydive, I'm going to call it. So within 2 minutes of those numbers coming out, we were up just 10 points or a tenth of 1%. So we dropped by a third of 1% almost instantly after those numbers came out. We did lift again, but then now we're back sort of around those levels, up about a tenth leading into the close.
Yeah, so it took about 10, 15 minutes for the market to hit the low of the day. Recovered aggressively, actually, over the next half an hour, and it looked like markets were putting this inflation data behind them, and you're right, and then we faded pretty much all the afternoon. So let's take a look at this inflation data, because it was for the March quarter, and as you point out, very important. Inflation rose more than expected, basically across most of the metrics in the March quarter, lifting 1%. Rather than the 0.7% that was expected. And although inflation over the year has slowed from 4.1% 3 months earlier down to 3.6% for the year, it was still a little hotter than anticipated as well.
Yeah, and it is quite normal to see sort of a knee-jerk reaction in the share market as soon as those inflation figures come out, and then people sort of look in the detail. There wasn't too much in the detail that seemed sort of optimistic. So we did see that the lift was mostly due to a rise in education costs, rent, and healthcare costs. Those were the main drivers of that surprise jump that we saw. Now, this basically just shows that inflation is remaining sticky. In the detail, I did see that rent continued to increase at the fastest pace in 15 years. Now, I know you're not a renter. I am, and I'm feeling it. We're all feeling it. The rent prices have gone up quite a lot, and that's been reflected in inflation figures.
Yeah, so inflation's still too high. It's something that the Reserve Bank watches very closely. And the bottom line is that this could mean rates are staying where they are for a little longer as far as how markets are pricing this in. So at the moment, the market reckons, you know, there might not even be any rate cuts until the end of the year.
And we'll
have to wait and see. But that's the current market pricing, and this is the type of impact that this type of quarterly data can have. The last time we had a rate cut in Australia was 3.5 years ago from the Reserve Bank. So it's a long time, and we'll just have to wait and see. But that certainly was the main driver of markets from 11:30 a.m. onwards today.
And this is like the analogy that I gave a little while ago on this podcast for our loyal listeners. So I like to compare inflation to losing weight. Those first few kilograms are the easy part, but now it's getting to that part where it's sort of stalling. It can be hard to shed those last few kilograms or that last percentage of that inflation figure. So it may take a little longer, and this just makes the RBA's decision in about 2 weeks' time all the more important. They are likely going to keep rates steady, but what's going to be more important is that detail in their commentary.
The Reserve Bank now meets over 2 days, and it's going to be the 6th and the 7th of May when they do. So that's when we're going to get the next interest rate decision.
And this obviously follows hotter data coming out of the US as well, where they now have that higher for longer mantra going on as well. So it's very unlikely that here in Australia we would have our first rate cut before the US. And if it gets pushed down the line in the US, it's getting pushed down the line here. We're seeing hotter inflation here as well. So basically things are stalling. There's more work to do to get down to that target range of 2 to 3%.
As far as the different sectors go today, it was a really mixed bag. We're not seeing real decisive movement in either direction if we look at sectors overall. At this stage, there are 5 sectors improving. The rest of the market, the rest of the 11 are currently in negative territory, and we're seeing retail stocks in particular coming under a little bit of pressure as well. So the likes of Harvey Norman, JB Hi-Fi, Adairs are all down, and tech stocks even though they're only down slightly, there was a bit of a decline in those stocks following that news. And also property stocks, which are very interest rate sensitive, took a bit of a dive from where they were earlier.
What's probably helping our market, though, is that financial sector, which is up around 0.5%. The materials sector is also up about 0.1%. And that's definitely helping as well, because those are the two biggest sectors on our market.
Even the financials, you're right, that they are actually in positive territory, but even they faded a bit. And they felt the impact of this hotter inflation report.
In the morning, they were actually up around the 1% mark ahead of that data. So they definitely did fall back quite a lot. In other news, we had a lot of companies out with sort of updates and sort of things going on. One of them was the online retailer Kogan. They were in focus today after releasing a business update. It's Kogan First Business, which is basically similar to Amazon Prime. It's a subscription model that gets you cheaper shipping and stuff like that. It saw its subscribers grow to over 472,000. That's up 16% year on year. Overall group sales and revenue dropped though, but profit lifted thanks to bigger margins. But overall, investors weren't overly happy with what they saw in those results, and its shares down around 25%, hitting its worst level in 4 months.
That's a clear sign that they weren't too pleased with it. It's a pretty big decline. This is the 10th fall in 11 days as well for Kogan, so it's had a bit of a rough ride. We're also at that time when we get these quarterly updates from many of the mining and energy stocks, and one of them that did today was Fortescue Metals, one of the big iron ore producers in Australia. It's outperforming its peers. It's up in the order of 1% at this stage. Iron ore shipments between Jan and March did fall by around 6%, but things have improved a little late in the quarter, according to the company. It said that it expects annual iron ore shipments overseas to be at the lower end of what it was forecasting in the past, but it blamed this on things that many other miners have done so as well. This is bad weather. There's been quite a bit of that, and also a car derailment too. So that's delayed their deliveries and affected their operations.
Going in another direction, Cleanaway Waste, which is the biggest waste disposal company here in Australia, it fell quite steeply in today's session. In fact, it's been the worst performer for most of the day after denying media speculation that Seven Group was planning to buy the company out. Seven Group also stated that the buyout rumours are completely untrue. That's in their own words. So Cleanaway Waste shares have been falling around the 10% mark. But that is after gaining around 16% yesterday, most likely on that speculation.
Yesterday, Cleanaway actually hit around a two-year high. It raised 15%, 16%, you know, based on off the back of this news. So absolutely reversing those improvements quite smartly. Perpetual down by about 3.5% today. The money manager released an update, which it does every 3 months, and warned of higher expenses. And that seemed to weigh on its share price today. So blame things like currencies, the weaker Aussie dollar, which is pushing cost higher. It did actually benefit, though, from the stronger share markets. So that can actually help the amount of money that it has on its books to manage for customers. So reminder that US markets were up about 10% between Jan and March, and the Aussie market was up around 4% over that period too.
Gold miner Silver Lake has been among the best performers as well after posting its quarterly results, citing that its strong year-to-date performance means they will likely meet or even exceed their group sales guidance for the year. So I guess that's quite optimistic for the group. They also received court approval today for the merger between Silver Lake and Red 5. So Red 5 will buy 100% of Silver Lake shares to combine the two Western Australian mid-tier gold mining firms. So we're seeing Silver Lake up in the order of around 3.5%. Red 5 up in the order of around almost 2% at the moment.
Quite a few US profit results as well. Meta Platforms, the company behind Facebook, will be one of the companies to issue its earnings.
And later in the week, we'll hear from Alphabet and also Microsoft. That'll be after the market shuts on Thursday night. That's the US market. We'll get quarterly economic growth data on Thursday night and March quarter pending home sales as well. PCE deflator will come up on Friday. That's inflation over in the US. The reason I'm telling you in the days ahead is because, of course, the Aussie market will be shut tomorrow to observe Anzac Day, but we'll be back chirpy on Friday.
This podcast is prepared, approved, and distributed in Australia by Commonwealth Securities Limited, ABN 60067254399, AFSL 238814. The information does not take into consideration your objectives, financial situation, or needs. Consider the appropriateness of the information before acting, and if necessary, seek appropriate professional advice. Listener.